Amen. Thank you guys so much. The weight on me this morning is not a weight of burden or heaviness, though. The weight on me this morning is a weight of glory. I'm just going to share for a few moments, and I think this is what's supposed to happen this morning instead of a sermon and all of that. I had about 12 hours this week of whining before the Lord. I know y'all hadn't ever done that, but I had about 12 hours this week of whining before the Lord. And all last week when Marty was preaching, the Lord kept speaking to me over and over again, grafted into the vine. Grafted into the vine. Grafted into the vine. And we come in and we think that we choose God and He chooses us, and it's this little happy union where we walk through life hand in hand. And it's way more than that. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians, y'all can be seated for a second. Are you guys good? Y'all be seated for a second. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, he said, as a prisoner of the Lord, and he was in Rome in a prison cell at this time, he said, as a prisoner of the Lord, he said, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling that God has given you, has placed on your life. And we always look at that and we say, well, man, I'm a pastor, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a preacher, I'm a worship leader, or, youth leader, or whatever that looks like. And we think that's our calling. But the true calling is the fact that He chose us and He grafted us into Him. And I've been doing some studying on grafting. I know a little bit, since I'm a farmer type guy. I know a little bit about grafting and all of that. But the thing about grafting is you come in with the vines and the grafting, and you've got this rootstock, and you cut the top off of it. And that's what the Lord did with Yahweh did with Jesus, was He cut the top off to make a place for us. That's what Jesus did. He allowed God to come in and cut Him off from the rootstock that was Him, the life source that was Him, to cut Him off from that, so that to make a place, to make room for us, so that we could be grafted in. The reason that the grafting became so predominant, and the reason that they started doing it, was because the rootstock was resistant to disease. It was resistant to disease. And guys, apart from us being grafted into Him, we can't do this. We can't do life. We'll go from one thing to the next, and one new thing to the next, and one more life endeavor to the next, and we'll try to find it in entertainment and in sports and in fulfillment in jobs and fulfillment in other people. And none of it is the rootstock that we need. In Colossians, he says we find all of our fulfillment in Him. About a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Marty sent me a text, and it was a link to a couple of sermons. He said, man, you need to listen to this. It really messed with me. And I'm not the sharpest guy on technology and all of that, and usually I can make stuff like that work. I could not get it to open. I couldn't get it to link. I couldn't get it to do anything, and I was just like, man, I'll just get with him later and find out what it was and go through another avenue to get there. And kind of when I was in the middle of my 12 hours of whining to God, He's like, man, you just need some word. And so I was like, man, I've listened to everything Bethel's got out there. And Brother Damon, he's dealing with some sickness stuff right now and hasn't been putting stuff online. That's my two of my main sources and all that. And I said, I'm gonna go to Jesus Image. I like Michael Koulianis and listen to some of what he's got on there. And so I went on, and it was from a sermon about 2 weeks ago, and it was Heidi Baker. And if y'all know Heidi from Iris Ministries, she's a hero of mine. Typically, they'll feed 10,000 kids every day. 10,000 kids every day through Iris Ministries. They're in Mozambique. Her main base is in northern Mozambique. And she said, this is the first time I've been out in 18 months because of the pandemic. And she said, I was whining and arguing with God, or bargaining with God. The name of the message is no bargaining. And she said, I was bargaining with God because I didn't want to come to the West, because what's happening right now in our country, she said, some of the Muslim extremist groups are killing Christians at a rampant pace. She said, there are over 1 million people displaced in our area right now. Over 1 million people displaced. And they're going in, and she said, they're burning villages, and they're killing Christians. They're killing their children. They're killing the parents. And she said, they're just coming back to the pastors that we trained and have sent out. They're coming back to our doorstep, and their village is gone, and their homes are gone, and their churches are gone, and their children have been killed, or their father has been killed, or their mother's been killed. And she said, God, America's not hungry. So I don't want to go to America. I want to stay here. She said, because in all of the midst of this, she said, church is on fire and revival's breaking out. And she said, the church is growing at the most crazy pace you've ever seen. In the midst of persecution and murder and mayhem and all of that stuff. And she said, I didn't want to come. She said, there's no bargaining with God, though. And I'm not going to rehash her sermon and everything, but it began to activate something in me. The best thing I can describe the last 24 hours or last 36 hours is a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's all I can say. I know this sounds jaded, but we plan our foreign travel a year in advance on our vacation trips that we do, and we're at a point in life we like to do a lot of them. And I was planning a trip we're taking for my 60th birthday next year, and I was looking at, you know, figuring out, well, what we're going to do, and these hotels or this or lodges or whatever and all that. And you know what, Brent, I got so bored in the middle of that. I said, man, I don't even want to, not that I'm not going to go, I will and I'll enjoy it. But I found myself in that moment, in this place and time, in what God was wanting to do in that 36 hours, I found myself extremely bored with something that would typically be amazing. And all I wanted to do was get back down to Honduras. All I wanted to do was get back to Kenya. All I wanted to do was serve. I loved last night because we just served with the simplicity. 300 people that came through. Just hear the kids have fun, and they didn't care if it was raining and cold. It was just serving. This last year he told us, he says, the word, we always say, well, Lord, I want a new word for this year. And then he's faithful. He does. He gives us new words, and that's the theme of the year. And last year it was give, love, and serve. And I said, God, I don't need another word. I don't need another word for 22, and I don't need another word for 23, and I don't ever need another word. I just need to give, love, and serve. This morning with the worship team, we always get in the side room and we talk and we pray and we take communion together. And I said, the thing about this communion, guys, this unleavened bread and this grape juice, I said, when we take this, and rightfully so, we come in and we identify it with the blood that Christ shed for us and the body that was given for us. And we think about the holiness of an unsinning body and the righteousness of righteous blood. And we say, Lord, I just take your righteousness and your holiness and let it come in and let it be part of me and who I am and all of this stuff. But you know what we also do when we come in and we partake him, we partake all of him. And when we partake all of him, you know what we're partaking? We're partaking suffering. And we're partaking rejection. And we're partaking the world ridiculing us and the world system hating us because of who we are. The devil hates you because of who you are. And it's not because you're Marty Smith. It's because you're grafted into rootstock that is holy and divine, and it's Yahweh, and it's Jesus, and it's Holy Spirit. And you are being transformed into his image, and that's why the enemy hates you. And that's why the world will reject you, and that's why the world will try to shame you. And Mary, that's why the world will try to come in and say that your belief system is antiquated and your faith is antiquated and the way your value system is antiquated and old fashioned, and they'll try to tell you need to be like this. And it's because the enemy hates you. And it's because you're in the image of Jesus, because you're grafted into the vine. And you know what the process is? Is he grafts us. And I was going to read John 15, but I'm not going to take the time. I'll teach on this later. John 15, Jesus comes to the disciples, and this is the last day he's with them. And he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he said, apart from me, you can bear no fruit whatsoever. But as long as you are in me, you will bear much fruit. And as you bear fruit, you will glorify my Father, because you'll look like me, and you'll look like my Father. And you know what he's talking about? He's talking about being grafted. Later on in Romans, I think chapter 11, the Apostle Paul talks about Israel, even though they rejected Christ, they can be grafted back into Yahweh. He said, you can be grafted back in. And the cool thing about this grafting process is you take the branch, we'll call it the branch, it's actually the scion. S-C-I-O-N, it's the scion. And you'll take this branch and you'll cut it from the wild vine. Or you'll cut it from the vine that is not protected against the disease. And you'll take a trimming off of it, the scion off of it. And you'll cut it in a pattern that'll match the cutting that is made in the rootstock. Sometimes it's a V. Sometimes it's a V. Sometimes it's a slant like this. And you'll cut it in the pattern so that it will match up perfectly. And a lot of you wonder what God's doing in your life, and I wonder what God's doing in my life, Todd. And I get whiny, and I'm like, God, what are you doing, and all of that. He said, I am trying to cut you so that you match up perfectly and exactly with the rootstock of me. Because in that you'll find fulfillment. In that you'll find life. In that you'll find peace. In that you'll find hope. In that you'll find purpose. In that you'll bear fruit. You'll bear much fruit. And he said, I'm cutting you so you'll fit exactly in the notch. Because the key element in this grafting process, there's this part of the plant, whether it's a tree or whether it's a grapevine, and it's called the cambium. And the cambium is the part, it's kind of like our vascular system. It's the part, and it carries the life force. And it goes to and fro. And the cambium has to be lined up. The cambium has to be lined up. If the cambium's not lined up, Brett, there can be no flow of life. And I think that's what happens with us so often, is we allow circumstances, we allow the world, we allow self to get our cambium out of line with him. And in that, there's no life that flows through. And in that, there's no perfectness that flows through. And so he's cutting on you today, and he's cutting on to me today, and it's glorious, and it's a gift from him. It's not a burden. It's not painful. It's glory. It is glory. Because it's the vine dresser. And he's coming in, and he's saying, I'm going to make this notch where it fits perfect. That's what he's doing in us, Randy. That's what he's doing in us. He says, this is good, but you know what the notch that fits perfect is? Is your heart for those in need. Is your heart to serve. Is your heart to give. Is your heart to be extravagant. He said, because that's my heart and that's my nature. And I'm trying to cut you so you fit perfectly and you look like me. And so in this grafting, you come and then you place that, and we'll say a V for illustration's sake. And he puts that V in. And then he comes in and he begins to bind it together. And he begins to bind it with tape. Lori and I grafted some plants this year at a different place. And after we got the notch, then we began to wrap them with tape. You know what it did? It bound them. It bound them. And I am in union with Christ because he bound me to himself. The vine dresser, the scion doesn't bind itself. The scion yields. The branch yields. The branch dies from the old vine. The branch dies to self. And it yields to the vine dresser and says, take me and cut me and place me and then bind me. And we've been trying to do it on our own, and we've been trying to make it happen, and we've been doing this, and we've been doing that, and we've not died. A dead man has no rights. And we come in and we say, I'm offended, and I'm hurt, and this, and all of these things. All of us, because that's what I was arguing with God. God, I'm offended with you, and I'm hurt with you, and you hadn't been the God I thought you were going to do that. You know. I know I'm the only one. And he said, can't you see I'm cutting on you? Can't you see I'm cutting on you to make you match perfectly with the divine rootstock? And he said, if you will yield to me, if you will yield to me, you know what I'll do? I'll start binding you, and I'll start wrapping you in the tape of my love. I'll start wrapping you in the tape of my identity. I'll start wrapping you. And you know what they ultimately do after that? They'll take a sealing wax. And they'll take the sealing wax and they'll put it around the graft. They will put it around the graft. And they will heat this wax up and they will allow it to go all around the binding tape. David, it goes all around the binding tape. And you know what that does? It seals the joint together and it keeps parasites and bugs from coming in. That's why the word comes in and says we're sealed by the Holy Ghost. I'm sealed with that staff. I am sealed by that. And it's not a thing of my effort, and it's not a thing of, oh, me and God are partnering together. I'm not partnering with God. I've used that term 1,000 times. In that, my cambium's lined up with his cambium, and his life flows in me. And that's what makes Heidi Baker. She said, right now we're feeding 30,000 meals a day. 30,000 meals a day. But she said, if you think about it, there's a million people displaced, she said, it's a drop in the bucket. But all we can do is yield and say, here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, send me. Here I am, let me serve. And sometimes it looks like clearing a trail to facilitate something like that, or bringing in lights, or cooking hot dogs, or handing out candy. Sometimes it looks like laying on of hands. Sometimes it looks like sending money. And sometimes it looks like going. Because that's who we are. And you know why that's who we are? Not because that's who we choose to be, but that's because that's who He is. And when we are in Him, He says, apart from being in me, you cannot bear fruit. But when you are in me, you'll bear much fruit. When we are in Him, you know what we'll do? We'll serve. When I find the greatest sense of purpose is when I purpose my heart to serve. How can I serve? How can I serve here? How can I serve there? Marty, I wish we were going tomorrow. December 11th can't come soon enough for me. I'm meeting with an Auburn guy. Either this week or the next week, he just got back. It's a missionary we met from Kenya. He does building projects. He builds schools and hospitals and stuff in Kenya. And God really turned our heart toward those people when we were there. And I got his card when we were over there, and I just kind of let it die because I was busy with life. And then he emailed me a few weeks ago. He said, when can we get hooked up? He said, I'm leaving to go to Kenya. I'll be back in 2 weeks. When can we get hooked up? I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. It may be just me, man, y'all are doing something awesome. Here's some money. But it makes my heart come alive. It makes my heart come alive. And the reason we get bored in our faith is because we're trying to operate as a separated branch right here instead of being grafted into Him. And when we die to self, and when we die to the wild vine that we were originated in, and He grafts us in Him, that's when we become alive. So I have something for y'all today. I think y'all gave me something a while ago. Y'all gave me love. Y'all gave me your strength. You gave me your support. You gave me your intercession, and I thank you for that. It's needed. But I have something for you today. And it's that you would come alive in Him. Not a good sermon. I feel like I used to preach better sermons 20 years ago than I preach now. But the sermons I used to preach 20 years ago were about that deep. And the words that I release now are way deeper if you allow them to be. I can preach good and make your ear feel good. And you can walk out of here and say, wow. Or I can release life. And today He wants some things to come alive in you. I told you last 36 hours, fresh baptism in the Holy Spirit. Whew. How long has it been since I felt that breath? And I feel His touch and I feel His love, and I've been overwhelmed with Him lately in different areas. Standing in an aspen grove or different places, God's overwhelmed me with His presence. But this is different. He said, it's a fresh, he told me, he said, it's a fresh baptism. I said, Lord, let me receive it. Let me receive it. And you know what it is? It's a pulse of His cambium into my cambium. It's a pulse of His life into my life. He breathed on the disciples and said, He said, I give you my peace, but receive my Holy Spirit. And so that's the invitation to you this morning. It's an invitation to be hated by the world. It's an invitation to be persecuted in different ways. And ours pales in comparison to most countries. It's an invitation to become a servant. It's an invitation to become a giver. But it's also an invitation to be in life union with Him. It's an invitation for fulfillment. It's an invitation for purpose. It's not an invitation, oh, we'll do church life together. Let's get past doing church life together. He created us more than just doing church life together. I love you, but I'm more interested in serving with you than I am doing church life with you. If you want just church life, you can. There's churches that's got a million different programs that you can go to, and they've got 50 people on staff. They can take care of your every little need and your every little whim. I'm interested in serving with some people. The gospel's simple, guys. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. The root stock was cut off at the top to make place for us. And as we are grafted in, and as our cambium comes aligned with His cambium, then life force flows and we produce much fruit. That's what I'm interested in. I'm too old to play games. I'm about to turn 60. You ain't too far behind me, brother, a little bit, but not too far. I'm too old to play games. I'm too old to play games. I just want to be His glory. I want the weight on me to be the weight of His glory, not the weight on of my, oh, me, poor me. I want the weight to be His glory. Y'all stand to your feet. I want us to continue in worship for just a little bit. I have a lower long wants to. And I want to give you the opportunity to respond this morning. Maybe you need to come to the altar and repent. Maybe you need to say, God, forgive me for being a whiny little brat. That's my prayer a lot of times. Forgive me for misalignment because I've separated myself because of whatever. You fill in the blank. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, I lay my life on the altar. I voluntarily lay it down. Maybe you need to be an Isaac. Isaac was not a small baby when Abraham came. He could have physically whipped his daddy and said, I am not getting on that altar. But you know what he did? He willingly climbed up on that altar and said, whatever, God, I yield. I yield. Maybe you need to be an Isaac today. Maybe you need to take communion in a different way, in a right way this morning, where you say, I don't just take communion for the good stuff, but I take communion for all of you, God. Not just the power of your resurrection, but the fellowship of your sufferings. Maybe you need to make communion for that. So whatever it looks like, maybe you just need to worship, but let's just engage Him. Go ahead, guys.